This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root in the house. The Root is on fire. I'm on the warpath because there's a lot of reasons to be on the warpath. Mitt Romney and John Kasich today gave me great reasons to be on the warpath. By the way, Bernie Sanders released from the hospital today. Desert Spring Hospital here in Las Vegas, Nevada. He had his heart attack in Las Vegas and had the stents put in Las Vegas, and he did suffer a heart attack. His doctors say he suffered a heart attack. I got to laugh. You know, if you're a young guy and you have a heart attack, that has nothing to do with anything. You should go on and have a great life, and it shouldn't prevent someone from voting for you, as an example. But if you are, you look like an old, broken-down old man who's always yelling and screaming like Bernie Sanders. He's 78, so he's going to be 80 by the time he's president of the United States, and you've just had a heart attack on the campaign trail yet, you know? It's so ludicrous to think anyone would vote for him for president of the United States. Just ludicrous. But he's getting right back in the race. He says, I took a couple of days off, 2.5 days in the hospital. I feel great, and I look forward to getting back to work. And I get that, by the way, because my grandfather, and Bernie's Jewish, by the way. Bernie's an old Jewish guy. My grandfather was an old Jewish guy. And they remind me of each other. They're both grumpy old Jewish guys from New York. And my grandfather worked his whole life, day and night, loved working, and had a heart attack, and the doctor said you can never work again. So he gave up his business. He had a small butcher store, and he never worked again. Guess what? He was dead in 6 months. So I get why Bernie's coming back to the campaign trail. He lives for this stuff. This is all he's got. This is his life. He has no life outside of politics and yelling and screaming and ranting in his grumpy fashion about, you know, communism and socialism and all the horrible things he believes in. This is all he's got. So that's why he's coming back, I guess. But he doesn't know any other way except to work and scream all day about his communist ideas. But no one's going to vote for him now. He never got anyway. He's never going to be president of the United States. Now he's really never going to be president of the United States. Sorry, Bernie, but we don't elect 78-year-olds who just had a heart attack on the campaign trail and trust they'll be president of the United States and not die in office. You've got to be kidding me. I mean, seriously, I'd be saying that about a Republican. I mean, it's ridiculous. First of all, again, I said this the other day, pilots have to, mandatory retirement, have to retire at age 65. I don't know why we let political candidates run at such advanced ages. There's got to be a cutoff of some kind, not just for president, for U.S. Senate, for governor, I don't care what it is. How old do you want someone to be? You want them to die in office? To be slumped over in a wheelchair with their nurse taking care of them? Till their last days in office? They don't even know what they're voting on? They don't know what they're saying? I mean, you should absolutely have at an age of retirement for Supreme Court justices. You can't allow a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You can't allow someone to be almost 90 in the Supreme Court suffering from multiple cancer in the last couple of years? Crazy. Lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, and you're 80, what's she, like 86 years old? This is all crazy. These people look like they're slumped over in their chairs. Don't forget, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was sleeping during the State of the Union address. It's a shame Bernie Sanders is married. If he was single, I'd fix him up with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'd tell him to, you know, go off into the distance and get out of politics, get away from the Supreme Court. You're never going to be president. You shouldn't be on the Supreme Court anymore. And the two, you should just live a nice life in your last days. Just enjoy every last hour. But these people can't give it up, man. They can't give up the power, not for a second. You know, why don't you take a cruise, Bernie and Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Take a cruise to nowhere. Take a cruise to Alaska. Take a cruise to the Caribbean. Take a cruise to the Mediterranean. Enjoy the last moments of your life. You're so old. You're old codgers, like Weekend at Bernie's. This really is Weekend at Bernie's. I used to make fun of Biden at working at Bernie's. But this is Weekend at Bernie's for Bernie. Bernie Sanders, an old man with a heart attack, now thinks he's going to be president of the United States. That's like my grandfather. I loved him dearly. Love you, Grandpa. Long gone. Died in 1977. Long gone. Hopefully looking down from heaven. Loved you. But I wasn't going to elect you for president when you were 80 years old and just had a heart attack. Nobody would have considered that in those days. Why would you consider it now? So I wish Bernie well, just like I wish Ruth Bader Ginsburg well. In retirement. But you should not have the weight of the world on your shoulders and be trying to be the most important person in the world, United States Supreme Court Justice or a President of the United States, at such an advanced age and so sick. Anyway, back to the original point of what I was going to tell you about, which is Mitt Romney and John Kasich. I mean, Mitt Romney is the most rhino of all rhinos out there, Republican in name only. He's really a Democrat. He's just awful. And I believe the reason he's targeting Trump is that Mitt Romney wants to impeach Trump, and Mitt Romney wants to be the nominee. And here's what he said today. So disgusting. Disgraceful. Mitt Romney said, when the only American citizen President Trump singles out for China's investigation is his political opponent in the midst of the Democrat nomination process, it strains credulity to suggest it's anything other than politically motivated. By all appearances, the president's brazen and unprecedented appeal to China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden is wrong and appalling. I guess, you know, Mitt Romney has six sons, and I guess they're all really rich, and they must all work for countries like Ukraine. Well, if you dug down, you'd find it's not just Democrats. It's Republicans. It's Democrats. They're all scum. They're all frauds. They're all using the office they're in. They're not civil servants. Their only goal is enriching their family, making their kids rich for the next 12 generations, giving jobs to their kids and their grandkids. And it's all with your money and your power. You guys get nothing. What do you get out of this? What does the average American get out of this? Nothing. Nancy Pelosi's son works for the Ukrainian oil company. Joe Biden's son works for the Ukrainian oil company. Any of you listening right now ever get a job offer to be on the board of directors of a Ukrainian oil company or any other oil company outside the United States or any oil company in the United States? So why do you think they're hiring Biden's son and Pelosi's son, and why do you think they would hire Mitt Romney's sons? Power, juice, money. The ability to make things happen. That's all this comes down to. Remember, Biden threatened to withhold over $1 billion in aid. Can you imagine the power of having $1 billion in your hand from Ukraine if Ukraine didn't fire Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor investigating Hunter Biden's corrupt dealings with Burisma Holdings? And Biden bragged about it during a 2018 speech to the Council on Foreign Relations. And now Mitt Romney defends Joe Biden, the corrupt Joe Biden? And his corrupt, drug-addicted son? Hooker-addicted son? That's Joe Biden's son snorting cocaine. I mean, what a joke. What a joke this country is. Another rich, spoiled brat with a rich, powerfully connected father. And Mitt Romney defends him. And don't forget, Romney's top advisor worked with Hunter Biden on the board of Burisma Holdings. They're all tied in together, all of them. Do you understand that? I was just telling yesterday how proud I was of Trump that he doesn't back down. He doubles down. Instead of saying, you know, I didn't mean it. You're reading it wrong. He says, no, that's exactly what I meant. Right in the White House Rose Garden. He says to reporters, that's exactly what I meant. Of course I wanted Ukraine to investigate Biden. I think China should investigate Biden and Biden and his son, too. Wow, what a great answer from the president. And John Kasich says today, it's shocking that Trump asked China to investigate the Bidens. Our founders warned about this. On CNN Friday, former Governor John Kasich called it shocking that Trump would ask China to investigate Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter's business ties. Kasich said, what really bothered me, this whole business of the president trying to get the Chinese in the middle of this to conduct an investigation against Biden, is just shocking, frankly. And our founders warned us about foreign entanglements, and for the president to not double down has gotten me really, really disturbed. I think he meant for the president to double down, not to not double down. Has gotten me really disturbed, upset. Yeah, you're disturbed, all right? You're mentally disturbed. It's forcing me to continue to think through all of this very carefully. The question gets to be, this is John Kasich talking, as we see the president's continuing aberrant behavior, never seen anything like this, are there guardrails? Are there limits to what we should tolerate in terms of presidential conduct? So let me get this straight. Joe Biden was the vice president of the United States. Are there limits to what we should ask of his conduct? Is it right for his son to work for a Ukrainian oil company when he has nothing for $50,000 a month? And then for Joe Biden to threaten them with not getting $1 billion in aid? That's okay? So John Kasich and Mitt Romney? He says we can't have someone operating completely outside the norms of presidential behavior. Really? So was Joe Biden operating outside the norms of presidential behavior? You never said a damn thing. And you're still not saying anything. See, this is my theory. They're all corrupt. They're all horrible. Mitt Romney, John Kasich, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, John Kerry, all of them, all their kids, they're all in it together. Do you understand that? That's why the Bush's children are friends with Obama's children and with Clinton's children. They're all in it together. They're handed everything on a silver platter. Mommy and Daddy get you jobs at NBC. Mommy and Daddy get you jobs with foreign billion-dollar companies. Mommy and Daddy make sure that world leaders give money to the Clinton Foundation. They pay your mortgage on your condo in Central Park. Pay for your limo rides, your private jet rides. They're all dirty. And when you hear Mitt Romney and John Kasich defending the Bidens and attacking and the Clintons and attacking Trump, then you know they're all in it together. They're dirty, dirty deep state people. Very bad people. Mitt Romney, you disgust me. John Kasich, you disgust me. Neither one of you, I mean, all you have to say is, I wouldn't agree with you. I don't ever attack Trump. I'm a Trump's team all the way. But if you just said, listen, I don't like what Trump said, but man, talk about hypocrisy. How can you criticize Trump if you see what Biden did, shutting down that investigation? And we all have to question Biden's kids. I just don't like the way Trump went about it. See, that kind of comment would elicit no response from me. But what they're saying tells me they're all dirty together. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, Golf Tournament, Comedy Night, Pool Party, Yacht Party, Fashion Show, Movie Screening, Women for Trump Social, and Prayer Breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV, otherwise known as WAR. Always on the war path. A lot to talk about coming up in a second. First, let's mention Swiss America. They are the sponsors of this segment of the show and this show and my TV show. And the reasons to own gold are stronger now than they've ever been in history. Central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. China is on a record buying spree. And you should be too. You think maybe, just maybe, they know something you don't? I think they do. I think they do. Gold is over $1,500 an ounce. Silver is almost $18 an ounce. Prices are up $200 an ounce with gold in just the last 90 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. This could be the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. But who you buy it from may be even more important than how good gold is doing. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. So call Swiss America today, toll free. Receive a free special report just for my fans and listeners and a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN or visit online at SwissAmerica.com. And by the way, they're calling the jobs report today the Goldilocks jobs report. The stock market up. The stock market rallies more than 350 points, and the market goes up 372 for the day after what they're calling the Goldilocks jobs report. After I wrote that commentary this morning before any of this even happened. And the reality is, it's the perfect economy. You know, there aren't too many jobs. There's just lots of jobs. If there were even more jobs, they'd say the economy's overheated and we're getting inflation. Instead, there's good, steady jobs every month, and there's no inflation. And there's almost nobody unemployed who wants a job. It's the Goldilocks economy. Where are they saying this? The cover story at CNBC. CNBC hates Trump. But they're having to admit all this. Number one, it's the Goldilocks economy. And then there's a second article. Here's why Trump's poll numbers are defying the impeachment mess. Get it? They're even telling you at CNBC the things that Wayne Root is telling you. The impeachment mess doesn't matter when the economy's good. Just like it didn't matter for Bill Clinton when the economy's good. As we say all that, a House Oversight Committee subpoenas the White House in an impeachment inquiry. It's just so stupid. Democratic chairman of three House committees subpoenaed the White House late today, saying President Trump has chosen the path of defiance, obstruction, and cover-up in response to the ongoing impeachment inquiry related to his conduct on a phone call with the president of Ukraine. Folks, I've spent so much time defending this phone call and saying there's nothing there. But I think at this point, it's more important to just say, can you imagine if a president's phone calls got out, every single phone call with every world leader, what a mess this country would be? You can't listen in on the president's phone calls, but yet there are leakers leaking every phone call and every interaction with every government agency. Why did this never happen with any other president? Only Trump. Because this is the deep state, and they're so scared he's going to put them in prison. They're so scared he's going to cut off their funding. And I agree with Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham, the great pastor, son of Billy Graham, warns our country could begin to unravel if President Trump is removed from office. I mean, just unravel. Nancy Pelosi's plan is to have articles of impeachment ready for a vote sometime around Thanksgiving. And she probably would have never started down this road if she did not believe she already has the votes needed to impeach Trump. By stonewalling the investigations that are happening in Congress, Trump could try to push the timeline back a bit. But Pelosi is determined to move forward quickly. All it takes is a simple majority to impeach Trump in the House, and so Pelosi could lose quite a few Democrats and still be successful. Then this matter would move to the U.S. Senate for a trial, and it would take 67 votes to convict Trump and remove him from office. And since the Democrats only have 47 votes in the Senate, you would think Trump should be safe. But there's so many Republicans in the Senate who are not fans of Trump. If Trump is removed from office, it's going to cause an explosion of political anger among conservatives like we've never seen before. On Wednesday, Franklin Graham warned our nation could literally begin to unravel. Our country could begin to unravel if an elected president is thrown out of office because of lies and the media, said Franklin Graham. I almost said Billy, president and CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. In an interview with the Religion News Service, it would be a devastating thing. We're in dangerous territory. I would encourage all politicians to look very carefully at where we are. No, you don't get it. You don't get it, Franklin Graham. The Democratic Party is filled with sick, evil people who don't give a crap about this country. They only want their own power. They actually don't like this country. They hate America. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, they represent Hamas and Hezbollah and the Communist Party in the United States. House of Representatives. They don't care about this country. They don't care about capitalism. They don't care about Christianity. They don't care about Judeo-Christian values. They'd like it all to go to hell. They're working for the devil. They're working for Satan. It's pretty clear about that. Democratic Party should just, you know, stop lying. Just rename yourself the Party of Satan. Bunch of atheists, American haters, Christian haters, Jew haters, Israel haters, capitalist haters, and most importantly, their fear and hatred of Trump.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The State Department isn't talking about those text messages that reveal a push to get Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a visit with President Trump in Washington. House Democrats have revealed the text messages show top American diplomats pushing Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's family in exchange for a high-profile visit with the president. Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats spent 10 hours with House investigators. According to Republican Mark Meadows, the interview actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, this segment of the show is sponsored by Root for the Wall Pack, my brand new pack, Political Action Committee. to raise $1 billion for Trump's wall. I've got a message from my fellow patriots across America. President Trump's making America great again, and he's the only president in my lifetime who's keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build the wall. But President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. The big national ad campaign on radio and TV begins next week. We will build this wall together. 844-ROOT-WALL. And by the way, you got to say the disclaimer at the end so you don't get in trouble with the government. Root for the Wall PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com. All right. I like to speed read at the end with a disclaimer for the U.S. government. We've got our guest, Christina Leyla, on the show. She's the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Top stories trending at Gateway Pundit. We're going to talk about right now. We love doing it with Christina. Hey, Christina, how are you?
It's a very busy Friday.
It is. It is. And I just wrote my column before the show started for national syndication with Creator Syndicate around the country for Sunday. And I used some articles I saw at Gateway Pundit as the basis of my column. The first one, of course, was that Nancy Pelosi's son is a board member of an energy company and traveled to the Ukraine. And Nancy was featured in the ad. And it's funny because a bunch of people, I won't say who because I don't want to embarrass them, Christina, but a bunch of people got mad at me and said, you can't prove? How do you know he was really on the board of an energy company in Ukraine? That's just conservative rhetoric. And I said, really? Can I send you the YouTube video starring Paul Pelosi, Nancy's son, where on the video he says, I'm on the board of directors of this company, and then Nancy comes on the video, and on the bottom under his face it says, member of the board of directors of this company in Ukraine, are you kidding me? And all of a sudden they shut up, and I didn't hear from them again, you know? So it just goes to show you, we all know what we're talking about. We don't make this stuff up. Of course he was on the board of a Ukrainian company. He says it right in the middle of a video that the company proudly put up on YouTube, right?
Right, and you know, they all do this. You wonder how these politicians making, you know, pretty moderate salaries, $125,000 or $150,000 a year isn't really that much money, and they all end up worth $50 to $200+ million. And then they get their children on the payrolls. So it looks like just like a scam that they use where their kids sit on the board of these holdings companies and they're doing business overseas and energy dealings. And then it's just a coincidence, like with Biden, well, he was tasked to deal with Ukraine while he was the vice president, and then his son just happens to sit on the board of this holdings company of a natural gas company in Ukraine. And they all do it, and they funnel, you know, $50,000+ a month to these kids when they have no knowledge in the field while their parent is doing business in that part of the world.
Right. And listen, they were both defended today, the Bidens, the Pelosis, they were defended today by Mitt Romney and John Kasich. They're all in it together. Their sons are dirty. Their daughters are dirty. Everybody's got jobs with foreign countries because they think they got America's juice. It's really disgusting. I'm sick of the whole damn thing.
Right. Well, Romney had a top advisor that was also sitting on the board of Burisma Holdings with Hunter Biden. So that's why, you know, you scratch your head, well, why is he... He's always attacking Trump. He's a rhino, and, of course, he plants it there in the Senate to mess with Trump. And he has an advisor sitting on the board. Of course he doesn't want this holdings company investigated. They're all,
They're all Harry Reid, you know? We're all Harry Reid now. That's what they are. They should all sing that song. We're all Harry Reid now. Harry Reid and his three sons, they all get government jobs, they all get big salaries, they all get big pensions, they all make millions of dollars with some deal that their father, you know, finagles and makes sure that some bridge gets approved somewhere where nobody even wants it. It's a bridge to nowhere, and they make millions of dollars on the deal. It's so disgusting. It's really, the rest of us get nothing. We don't even get crumbs. That's the joke. You know, Nancy Pelosi talked about crumbs, Christina. We don't even get crumbs. There's no crumbs for anyone else. It's just for them. That's it. They get the whole cake, and we get not even crumbs. The Democrats' Trump-Ukraine narrative is collapsing, and their leaking smoking gun text message blows up in their faces. Big headline at Gateway Pundit. Tell us what it's about.
Okay, so the Democrats on the House Intel Committee leaked these text messages from a U.S. official that was speaking to the special Ukrainian envoy, Kurt Volker. And they highlighted one text message that it looked like a smoking gun where this individual was saying, you know, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign. And they kept beating up that text message as proof that there was a strong, you know, Trump was strong-arming Ukraine. Well, it turns out that this text message that was sent on September 9th was not insider knowledge that this U.S. official had. He was all he was doing was referencing a Politico article that was already public knowledge and used from anonymous sources. So they made it sound like this individual had insider information, that Trump was strong-arming Ukraine, and they heard from a direct source when, indeed, he was just quoting Politico. And here's the funny coincidence. This is the same exact Politico article that Adam Schiff tweeted out on August 28th. So,
they're all in it together.
They're all in it. It's a big conspiracy against the president.
All right. So in my column, I did talk about, you know, all the dirty players that have their sons and daughters on payrolls in Ukraine. And I based it on your Gateway Pundit article. And then I segue to the other thing they're looking to cover up. That's part one they want to cover up. And part two, I also used from Gateway Pundit. So you guys are supplying Wayne Green with so much creativity and motivation, inspiration. The new jobs report is out, and it's fabulous. And the Democrats are so scared, you know, that if that's the only thing you're judging Trump on, he's going to win by a landslide. And you know who hates Trump, by the way, with such a passion, Christina? CNBC. I don't know if you know that. You know they hate him there? Even though it's a business network, they hate him.
Exactly.
And you know today, if you go look at the headlines, they're all positive about Trump. I mean, they hate him. And I know all the executives there, and at one point I was supposed to become their lead anchor, and they literally killed the deal because I was a conservative and took away $1 million a year from me. And all I could tell you is the headlines right now say that this is the Goldilocks economy. It doesn't get more perfect. It's never been more perfect, number one. And the other headline says that the reason you can't get any traction of any kind with the impeachment thing is because the people love the Trump economy. So there's two very positive articles on the front of a Trump-hating CNBC, which just goes to show you Trump's relentless, and he's just wearing them all down.
Right, and this is why they're pushing for impeachment, because when you have a strong economy and very low unemployment, and across the board, women, minorities, when everybody's working and they're able to feed their families, they're not going to want to change the president. They want to just keep the incumbent in, and they cannot deal with that. So they have to distract, like you were saying, and they have to get rid of him by any means necessary.
Well, listen, the distraction part, I'm convinced, is about the economy. But the real reason they're so hysterical about Trump is I think they're so scared he stumbled into their Achilles heel, which is Ukraine. I think Ukraine is the key to everything. For some reason, that little country seems to be where every Democrat politician, you know, steals lots of money. Every American Democrat politician knows they can steal all the money out of Ukraine and nobody here will ever notice. Nobody here will ever care. Nobody here will ever see a headline. And the media doesn't care because they love the Democrats, and the media doesn't notice what's going on in Ukraine. So that's like the little area probably that CIA controlled. I'll bet our CIA infiltrates their government, and I'll bet it's a big incestuous D.C. swamp, deep state, Democrat Party, big government politicians, you know, Democrats plus Mitt Romney's the world, plus John Kasich's, and the Bidens and the Clintons and the Kerrys and the Obamas, all, you know, just pulling money out of the Ukrainian economy and ripping them off blind. That's my guess why this is all happening right now.
Yeah. Well, and that's where the Trump-Russia collusion canard started, was Ukraine.
Right.
And, you know, even Hillary, during the 2016 election, she sent one of her Democrat aides into the Ukrainian embassy to get dirt on Paul Manafort. Well, that dirt was used to put Manafort in prison. He was doing work in Ukraine. So like you said, it all goes back to Ukraine.
All right. And the IG, Michael is the IG of which agency of the government?
Intel Committee,
IG.
Yeah.
All right. Intelligence Committee Inspector General Michael Atkinson reveals the whistleblower never told the Inspector General that he was in contact with Schiff's committee. What does that mean exactly? You can't do that.
Right.
It's a no-no, right?
Yeah, he needs to go in directly to the Inspector General. So if this whistleblower has a complaint, which, by the way, he's not a whistleblower. He's just a deep state CIA officer who wrote a complaint with lawyers and congressional Democrat staffers. That's pretty much been proven at this point. So he's supposed to go directly, you know, there's a chain of command. And he didn't go through the chain of command. He went directly to Schiff staffers, which, again, proves that he's just colluding with the Democrats in the legislative branch to oust Trump with impeachment. They've broken all the rules here.
That's all they ever do. I mean, it's a deep state setup. It's the most incredible and obvious thing I've ever seen in my life. And there is an article out. Now, this one I don't think is at your site, Christina, but I saw it at another site. CNN goes to Michigan and finds almost everyone they put the camera on to interview thinks the Trump impeachment is a Democrat sham. You know, I just think it's happening all over this country. Everywhere you look, the average folk are realizing Trump's on their side. He's on their team. Democrats are not. Most Republicans are not, but Trump is. And so here's my theory, Christina, as the music comes on. If they ever impeach Trump, he would run as a third-party candidate for re-election, and he'd beat the Republicans and the Democrats. He beat them all, because every one of the 63 million of us that voted for him would just go over to the third party and vote for Trump. So they're not going to win. He's in a win-win. They're in a lose-lose. They don't even know what they're doing anymore. But I get it, because they're desperate. They're desperate to cover up their crimes, and they know they can't beat Trump. Christina Leyla, the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor, always great to have her on. Top stories trending at Gateway Pundit is the kind of stuff we talk about. But you can just go to Gateway Pundit anytime you want. TheGatewayPundit.com. I wake up every morning, first side I go to, Gateway Pundit. Number two, by the way, Breitbart. Number three, Fox News. Number four, Zero Hedge. Used to be Drudge. I don't even like Drudge anymore. Drudge is becoming too liberal. Gateway Pundit's my go-to site. Thank you, Christina Leyla.
Thank you.
All right. Well, hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 an ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners, plus a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. 800-289-2646. Or visit SwissAmerica.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, last segment of hour number two, last segment of USA Radio Alone. Then we are joined by Newsmax TV in about 7 minutes from now. Newsmax TV in 70 million homes will be in 80 million by year end, including... We're adding 6.2 million Cox cable homes in all of Las Vegas and other parts of Nevada, as well as throughout Arizona, I believe Phoenix and Tucson, and the entire San Diego area. So we're adding 6.2 million households coming up on November 13th. We'll be on Channel 96 on Cox Cable, will be Newsmax TV, and Wayne Allen Root will be on every night at 5 o'clock Vegas time. So the whole Vegas gets to watch Wayne Allen Root from now on. But if you're listening somewhere where you don't get Newsmax TV on your cable dial, just dial this number and we'll do our best to connect you to the right people to make it happen. 844-500-6397, 844, toll free, doesn't cost you a dime, 844-500-6397. Let them know that what city you live in, what your zip code is, what your area code is, and they'll connect you to your cable system, and you let them know that you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, Wayne Allen Root. And we will make it happen. That's how we did with Cox Cable. They got hundreds of calls. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Water. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. Drink it everywhere I go. I bring it to restaurants. Real Water supplies all the water for this show free because the owners of Real Water, Brett and Amy Jones, are big fans. Listeners, they're big not only Wayne Root fans but Donald Trump fans. Entrepreneurs, business owners, my kind of people. And I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. I bet Brent if I promoted his Real Water, my listeners, you would trust me and give it a try, and not just any try. You would specifically go to Sprouts and try Real Water and let the store know that War sent you. Brent wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts and get some Real Water. Be sure to tell them War sent you. And by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted price. All right. You know, it's so funny. I don't mean to brag, but it sure seems like a lot of Republicans and their aides watch my show or listen to my show on USA Radio, watch my show on Newsmax. And I am the trendsetter, man. Everything I say winds up coming out of all of their mouths within days. And, you know, I'm the guy who said, you got to go after Obama. Where are the whistleblowers for Obama? And now Ted Cruz goes after Obama and Brennan and asks whistleblowers to come forward and report Obama's crimes. He got his cue from me. Don't tell me that didn't come from me. I'm the only guy in America that's been on this jag that this is Obama's scandal and that where's Obama's crimes? Where's the transcripts of Obama's conversations? Where's the whistleblowers for Obama? And Ted Cruz has come out with it. And I love it. I'm not criticizing. It's great. I want to be the guy who says things. The next thing you know, it's coming out of the mouth of the President of the United States. Trump's coming out of the mouth of former presidential contender and leading Senator Ted Cruz. It's great. You know, it doesn't come out of the mouths of Mitt Romney or John Kasich. It comes out of the mouths of the only two guys that are like Wayne Root. True conservatives. Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are the most conservative guys out there, the most pro-America guys out there, the biggest patriots out there, the most Tea Party guys out there. They're just like me. And I'm telling you, they're listening and watching my shows. And they're taking their cues from me. Interesting. John Chaffetz went after John Brennan and the Obama administration. He was not alone. Jason works at Fox News now, does not have the power of a sitting U.S. senator like Ted Cruz. Both men are calling out the Obama administration for possible past wrongdoing, warning America this whole impeachment thing may flip in a minute after the Horowitz report comes out. The long-awaited report should be a major blow to Obama officials who tried to bring down Trump. Chaffetz told Martha McCallum the Trump administration under A.G. Barr has been able, as in Attorney General Barr, has been able to uncover there's a lot of evidence, more than smoking guns. There's actual evidence out there. There's Attorney General Barr doing his job. It's President Trump doing his job to get to the bottom of this. Up all of a sudden then pops up Hunter Biden stuff. But Brennan in particular has been implicated indirectly. If you're going to get to the bottom of the FISA abuse, you have to understand what these two gentlemen were doing or not doing, and Barr has to pursue these facts. Brennan and Clapper have both shown their political bias. I think they're frightened to death that Michael Horowitz's report is on the verge of coming out, that Mr. Durham has been on their tail and the truth's going to be exposed. But it was Ted Cruz who made the most dramatic announcement. A reminder to federal officials, there is no limit on the number of individuals who can use the whistleblower statute. If you think you were involved in unlawful activity as a result of a directive from Mr. Obama or Mr. Brennan, now's the time to report it. Exactly. Good job, Ted Cruz. Something that Wayne Root said a long time ago. I'm a guy who told the world about McCabe, Andrew McCabe, a long time ago. I'm the guy who's been talking about the Clinton Foundation for years. I'm the guy who told everyone Biden would never be president. He's never going to be. I'm the guy who says Trump's in a win-win situation. The Democrats are in a lose-lose with this whole impeachment thing. And sure enough, CNN's Van Jones, I think he's watching my show too. He says Democrats face lose-lose situation with impeachment. Democrats are a lose-lose situation. Jones described it as a tricky thing. For some Republicans, it makes them want to rally around the flag. He said, I remember when I was anti-Bill Clinton from the left in the 1990s. Then they tried to impeach him, and all of a sudden Clinton was my best friend. So I think you get cross-current to this thing. At the same time, Democrats are in a lose-lose situation. If they don't do something, their own base is going to feel disappointed. Trump gets away with too much. But if you go through with the impeachment, you could divide the country, you take the oxygen away from your candidate, and you still don't solve the problem of foreign interference. Just because you impeach the president doesn't mean you still don't have the foreign interference, so it's a big mess. He went out to call impeachment a nuclear bomb. You're right. Van Jones is kind of right, except there is no foreign interference other than Ukraine and the Democrats, other than the FISA warrant and all the deep state spies from outside the United States who put it together with the Democrats, other than the entire country of Mexico that's sending their whole population to vote Democrat and turn over an entire election to the Democratic Party. There's your...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ooh.